This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we have the introductions now, so we can get right to the heart of the matter. The charts for the week of June the 16th, ending on the 16th of June. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, in which we go through the stories, the hot hits for the week in talk radio, hot names, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Michael Harrison, who's been responsible for great things in his talk radio career, like the Talk Radio Rumble, one of the great moments in history. Wow. The talk radio rumbles at some of the talkers' conventions. Michael's a big wrestling fan, so that's where this came from. I think there are some...
You're giving people the impression that the talk show hosts actually wrestle with each other.
I think there probably are a few talk hosts who wrestle with one another, but I'm not sure.
In kind of a figurative way. Although, you know, on those rumbles, we have had a few meltdowns. We've had people storm off the stage.
Oh, yeah.
In various levels of emotional distress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Just one more word on the folks. It's something we haven't done the last 2 years because most of the time they're disaster, sometimes they're brilliant. The odds are against us, so we only go into it when we're feeling particularly heady. You want
right.
the 10 top stories?
I think that would be an excellent thing as long as, Kara, we've got the appropriate volume on Michael because it doesn't sound, whether it's just for me or not, I'm not hearing Michael as well as I might. I want to make sure that I get every nuance.
On my end here in talker's land, everything seems to, all the lights are flashing and the buttons
yes.
are buttoning, and so I can hear it well.
All right, so take it away. Top 10 items.
Kara would have said something by now if there were a problem.
You're right.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have that juicy, intriguing Bachelor in Paradise scandal. I can't sleep at night.
Kara's
going
to talk to us about that.
That's my favorite show.
Really?
Number 8. Oh, gosh. I mean, in that pool and all that stuff they were doing.
At
number 8, we have Virginia governor primary. At number 7, the North Korea case. Rodman in North Korea at number 6. Megyn Kelly and NBC's criticism at number 5. Number 4, the Julius Caesar controversy. At number 3, the Sessions testimony. At 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the GOP baseball shooting at the Republican-Democratic at practice or the baseball game. Our people list, we have Otto Warmbier and Kim Jong-un at 10, Dennis Rodman at 9, Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones at number 8. I'm sure he's loving this. At number 7, Vladimir Putin, James Comey at 6, Kamala Harris at 5, Jeff Sessions at 4, number 3, Steve Scalise and James Hodgkinson. At number 2, Robert Mueller, and number 1, Donald Trump. And that's, just another wild week in reality.
Well, the Alex Jones thing, just to comment on that for a moment, talk radio host who's a conspiratorialist, has an audience, a strong, loyal audience.
Oh, yeah.
And Megyn Kelly shows that she really doesn't have a lot of common sense because during the interview, before the interview and after the interview, he's taping everything that she's saying and she's talking about how marvelous he is and yada, yada, yada. And then she says something else to another interviewer and he is back in her face with, well, here's what you said to me. And he's playing this for every angle.
How embarrassing. He was wired.
Of course he was wired.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, he was carrying a wire. Now he
yeah.
just carry an iPhone.
Right. It's all sitting in your pocket. That's
right.
It. And, and anybody who's a professional, like Megyn Kelly, is getting paid $20 million a year to do this kind of stuff at NBC, come on. And you have no common sense. You have no connection to reality And this is...
We live in an era where it's amazing how many seemingly bright people do not have common sense about the concept of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
This comes down to the thing, you know, that I talk about, that the three things that are going to be most rare in the 21st century as we move forward is privacy, as well as time and clean water. I mean, privacy is, you never know anymore whatever you do if you're being spied on or if you can be quoted. And journalistic integrity, whether you think the press is full of it or not, it is definitely on the wane. There used to be a time when it would be considered really bad form to do what Alex Jones is doing, to take a private conversation and then publicize it, to take advantage. It's off the record. It's just not nice. And we played dirty today, so the combination of playing dirty and privacy, it's dangerous.
So let's combine two things together here. The promotion for The Bachelor in Paradise, which has become a scandal, and then all this conversation about Alex Jones and Megyn Kelly has done nothing, but we have talked about, I've been in Megyn Kelly's sort of face all week long with this, and Alex Jones doesn't need anybody to promote him. He's a great promoter on his own. But think about all of the free publicity that these two shows have gotten. Megyn Kelly is not even on the air yet. And people are, oh, I want to watch that interview. And a lot of people didn't even know who Alex Jones was before all of this.
Well, that's the irony. The irony is both will gain by this.
Yes.
And Megyn Kelly is off to an auspicious start because she is all over the news with her show. And it's like what happened to Rachel Maddow when they said, oh, now she's disgraced because she said that she had Trump's tax forms and it was only one thing and it was leaked to her by the Trump people. She bit. Well, that set her off on a path that has made her the number one rated cable news talk television personality for the last, what, 2 months or something.
Yeah, right. She beat Sean and all the other people.
So humiliation comes with success. If you're going to be successful, you have to bear a certain level of public humiliation. I'm not saying that's a good thing, but boy, is there a trend toward that? It goes back to what I said about privacy. If you're in the public eye and you're competing, whether it's politics, whether it's ratings, there are people that are going to make a fool out of you no matter what.
I'll resist that, thank you. I can do that well enough on my own. I don't need anybody to help me. All right, so Kara. As long as we're promoting things, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She's a big fan of The Bachelor because she needs to get a life. And so here we are with the story of The Bachelor in Paradise, who sounds like he is about as dirty a piece of rotten carcass meat as you could find. So from that, where are we? Is he the bad guy and the girl the other? She was plied with his liquor or what?
The guy in the situation. So basically what it is you've got two people who go on Bachelor in Paradise. They both got very liquored up and then proceeded to do something sexual in a pool. Whether it was consensual or not is kind of the big issue. But I don't
outrageous,
know.
Outrageous, Michael, right?
My God.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the bad guy in this situation or not, because everything is speculation. It sounds like they were both super drunk. So it kind of seems like everyone is at fault in the situation because they're all adults and they were all being really ridiculous. But the thing that's actually interesting to me is the fact that you brought up how being embarrassed is actually beneficial. And I don't know if it's going to work the same way in this situation, because I don't think, and you know, we didn't think that it would benefit Rachel Maddow. So maybe I'm wrong too, but I don't think we're ever going to see this show again. I think we're going to see other Bachelor spinoffs, but I think that this show, now that it's basically synonymous with sexual assault and sexual harassment, I think that this one's going to go down the tubes. What do you guys think? I know you guys are big fans of the show.
Yeah, I've watched it all the time. Michael, you and I actually go to Michael's house to watch it.
I hope
that you're wrong, because I'll be in show hole if that happens. And because basically that show has been the program that I've based my entire well-being around, watching it. So, I don't know.
It's not yours. Well, Bernadette certainly is, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. I'd actually be quicker to watch that trash than she would.
Probably.
She's got the taste in the family.
16 past the hour. We've gone through the stories, the people list. I have some important news about Kim Jong-un that has not been aired much. So Michael and I will discuss the fate of the world, according to the disposition of Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump up next.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price for first of base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right, for those of you who are upset because we're moving on from the discussion of The Bachelor, here's a great piece for you. Listen to this. So there's a missile supposedly aimed at Washington or Chicago. No, I know. Oh, Kim Jong-un said on Monday he had a missile aimed at Trump Tower. And so on Tuesday, Dennis Rodman shows up in Pyongyang, Jongyeowai. I've never been able to... Why don't they get a real name for the capital city, like Pittsburgh or something? Mm-hmm. Right? Can you pronounce Pyongyang, whatever it is? Capital of Korea, North Korea, Michael?
I'm not going to answer that, because if I do, then you'll say, do it, and then I'll do it wrong, and it'll be an insult to our North Korean friends.
Okay. We have Korean friends. I didn't know we did.
I said North Korean friends.
Oh, North Korean friends. Okay. So here's a way to win friends and influence people. Dennis Rodman shows up over at Kim Jong-un's place on Wednesday with a signed copy of The Art of the Deal. I think that is the...
and a DVD of
The Apprentice. I think that is so terrific. When I heard that, I think it was... I don't know, Wednesday night or Thursday night, when I heard that, I just think it is hilarious. And although somebody speculated in some piece that I don't even remember where the heck I saw it, because I got 14 or 15 different places I go for information, but I remember the person commenting that it might do more than anything else to calm things down. This is an expression of friendliness. So Trump, who said all these things about Kim Jong-un, now maybe things have calmed down. Trump says a lot of things about a lot of things, and some of them stick and some of them don't. Maybe what I should do with you, Michael, in a few minutes is go through. There are some of these things that are important. The Russian investigation, that's getting a lot of attention, and Sessions' testimony. But I have three things. Some days I think Trump's okay. Other days I think he's from hunger. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons he's from hunger this week as we continue on the Talk Radio Review, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, put down whatever you're doing. Time for us to get back to the review of the hot hits in talk radio. And we all know there's nothing more important than what Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has to say.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's nothing more important than that, there may be something subsequently almost as important that comes out of my mouth. I'm Doug Steffen. We go through this exercise every week for an hour after the research that's done by Talkers to determine what the big stories are and the people who are making good conversation. I will tell you that we don't necessarily stick to the script here, mostly because there isn't one. But I think that there's we have a pattern or a routine. We both speak our minds. So I'm going to quickly, because more of the forces on Michael, more of the attention ought to be on Michael. You and I have been back and forth on Trump, and I maintain that just because he's different doesn't mean that he's bad. I think he's a very erratic, some people say dangerous person. I'm not sure that because he's erratic, he's dangerous. I don't even know that he's dangerous. I just think that he's different, and different sometimes means dangerous in the minds of some. So, with that as a backdrop, I say once in a while there are things that he does that I really approve of. And then there are other things, three things that he did this week that are absolutely boneheaded, and that's the nicest thing I can say about sending 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan. That makes about as much sense as us flying a 737 upside down to the moon. It's to send more troops and to put them in harm's way in Afghanistan when Americans are consuming drugs from the Taliban. Every ounce, every drop of heroin or any opiate that comes to this country that's on the streets that you buy, that comes from the Taliban. That's how they get their millions. That's how they control Afghanistan. And that's how they will continue to control Afghanistan. So for us to say it's become the new headquarters for Daesh or whatever other nonsense these characters come up with, and to put, there are 8,600, Michael, troops there now. They're going to send another 4,000. It is an affront to common sense. And to have people try to sell us this is a load of garbage. And so Trump gets a big zero from me on that one. The second thing is the announcement of some kind of revised Cuba policy, which hasn't gotten anywhere because the Senate is going to do whatever it can to make sure that our transactions that move forward with Cuba stay on the up and up. I understand what Trump says about, you know, some of the things that are being done there in Cuba, human rights violations. But hello, if we're doing business with Russia and China, there's human, all kinds of human rights things galore there. So it's kind of hypocritical. And the third and most important thing is the approval of the Dow merger with DuPont. This is going to change. You think Monsanto is bad. This is a company that's twice as big as Monsanto. They are going to, whatever seed production, whether crop production, whatever stuff hasn't been controlled by Monsanto, now will be controlled by Dow. And the world of the family farmer will go bye-bye quicker than you can say lickety-split. It is an outrage that these son of a guns approved, the Justice Department under Trump approved the merger of Dow. It's nothing, there is not one thing you can say about it that will be good for American families, for American farmers, for American foods. It isn't bad, isn't even the word for it. I cannot say on the radio, and I'm sorry that I went off for a couple of minutes here because this is really your show. But to have this sort of thing.
Never talk about politics, so it's my show, and you don't talk about politics.
I know, yeah, that's true. Okay. So anyway, enjoy your last good meal.
I notice you become outraged when something Trump does affects you personally or something you're interested in personally.
Well, isn't that the way it works? Don't you think that's the case with everybody?
Now take what you just feel and move it all the way up and down the spectrum of areas that are not under your interest.
Good point.
And you'll see why there's so much anger.
Yeah. But there was anger before, the same thing aimed at Obama and Bush because of, I mean, they didn't do it the way Obama does it. I mean, Trump does it, but they certainly did some things that were pretty boneheaded during their time.
And both of them have got their fair share of criticism.
Yes, as they well deserved. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mbvans.com for further details and exclusions.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here in my role as second banana, although once in a while I don't know my place and get off, and then I slip on the banana peel. And
I think you're the first banana.
Embarrassing.
No, you shouldn't be.
Embarrassed on the banana?
No, you should be the first banana. I see myself as the second banana. I play the role of that. Oh, yeah, if I were the first banana, you wouldn't even talk.
Oh.
I would say, what do you think? Who cares?
Okay, I can just sit back here and relax. And
No. I relish. You have to understand something. One of the reasons I enjoy doing this show is I enjoy being the second banana. Mm-hmm. And, from a standpoint of show business aspect, it is a show. We call it the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Yep.
It's not a lecture. It's not a symposium. It's not an investigative report. It's not a Senate hearing. It's a show. And when two people work together, just like when two people dance, I do believe somebody has to lead.
Yes.
Especially when you have strong personalities and opinionated people. So no, I kind of like the idea that you lead. And yeah, you talked a while there, but it was interesting.
What you were
saying was interesting because you often don't give your opinion, and you brought up something fascinating. You said there's sometimes you support Trump, and there's other times you think he's a bonehead.
And then you brought up something even more fascinating. Repeat what you said, because it was just at the end of the segment. People may not have gotten the nuance of what you said about how to take my attitude toward Trump good and bad and apply it to others. And that,
yeah, because I've noticed a connection to your interest in agriculture and a connection to the things that you're personally interested in. When he screws up in that realm for people that share your view, you become all ruffled.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to be empathetic to the fact that if there are people who are perhaps immigrants, if there are people who perhaps are feminists, if there are people who perhaps have a certain interests in the way the healthcare system works out, and their interests are not in league with what he does, the fact that here comes the unifying point. The fact that he is unpresidential, the fact that he rubs so many people the wrong way is why people jump on it with more passion than they might if it were Dwight Eisenhower or even Barack Obama or somebody that was more of a healer, pleasant, diplomatic person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Trump's tragic flaw.
Yeah, it is.
He's not presidential.
I do not disagree with you. He could get so much more done. I mean, he is who he is. He is who he is. There's nothing in the rule book that says he can't be who he is. But it just doesn't work to make his job and get the things done that he wants to do. He obviously is very determined.
Well,
he's very dedicated, but he steps over himself.
But here's the answer. Running a country in a democracy is a team sport. It's not a one-man or one-woman sport. Mm-hmm. And let's use a sports analogy because sometimes they're very apt. In sports, there's a thing called somebody is locker room poison. There have been great, great athletes who excel in their game, who they go on a team and the team loses because they create disharmony in the locker room. They're called distractions.
Is Alex Rodriguez an example of that?
To a degree.
Makes sense, yeah.
To a degree. They create disharmony among the team, and the President of the United States, whoever it is, has got to be, the word they use is presidential. There has to be a measured aspect to this person's conduct. Mm-hmm. And Trump doesn't cut it. He's a locker room problem. He doesn't operate in a way where he can create consensus, where he can create harmony. And this is a tragic flaw, because whether you like his policies or not, or you just say, well, I like a president that tells it like it is. Well, you know, telling it like it is isn't always the most expedient way to get things done. You don't have to be a liar, but and people think he's lying, too. So the problem with Trump is not political. The problem with Trump is his personal, I hate to say this, but Hillary said it, his temperament. And that's an issue that doesn't seem to be discussed as fully as it should be. And you're touching on it.
You know, you made an interesting point with Hillary, because many people said the same thing about her, that behind the scenes she was pretty difficult, intemperate, rude, crude, nasty. So it goes with the territory, maybe. I never heard that said about George Bush. I've heard a few things, but I never heard anything bad about Obama's personality, really. And you never really heard a lot about Bill Clinton's personality that was negative. Things they do versus the way they are. And what you've just brought about is something that is a focus that I, at least in our modern time, the years we've been doing this program, we've not had that discussion. We've not seen it. We've not heard it. We've not felt it. So it's a very, that's a very poignant item that you have just put before us. So yeah. I want everybody to know and think it back through as to what it does mean for healing, for, you know, getting things done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's spend a couple of minutes here, as time allows, on a few other talk radio industry items. Curtis Sliwa is now on WABC in New York again. He's been back and forth between that station and another station in New York. He was the head of the Guardian Angels and thus became a frequent guest on a lot of stations. What was this, 25 years ago? How long? This is a long time ago,
more than 25. He's still the head of the Guardian Angels.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. There still is a Guardian Angels. They have a yearly dinner, a bunch of guys with berets. Basically, they're symbols of vigilantism.
Yeah.
There's controversy as to how much impact they actually had at their heyday.
It did a lot for him and his career. Anyway.
And it also sent a message that if the police don't protect the people mm-hmm. will. New York always has that vigilante aspect in the air.
Yeah.
Remember the Bernie, what's his name, fellow? I forgot his name, in the subway. Who?
Oh, yes, Bernie shot the...
Bernie Getz.
Bernie Getz, yep, Bernard Getz. Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Yep,
and then, of course, the Charles Bronson series...
Death Wish.
Touched upon that as well.
Mm-hmm. It did. And so, Sliwa looks like he's lost a lot of weight in the pictures that I've been seeing of him lately. Not that it has anything to do with anything. But he was he had a liberal co-host. Now he has a black lady who's his co-host. And I don't know what happens. This is a big New York City show. The reason I bring it to your attention is because at Talkers Magazine, at talkers.com, you can see a story about Ted Nugent appearing on the program, and for Ted Nugent to call for toning down the violent political rhetoric is pretty interesting. I had him on my program a number of years ago, and he was anything but cool, calm, and collected. He's been notably, maybe it's because he supports Trump and he doesn't like what's being done to Trump, as he did the things to the predecessors that he doesn't like being done to Trump. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of the conservatives are freaked out by the fact that the Democrats are giving them a dose of their own medicine, only worse. I don't like either way. I mean, I'm not saying they deserve it. What I'm saying is that the Republicans and the conservatives have been pretty darn rough on the liberals for a long time. Let's face it. Talk radio has been built on that. I mean, I'd be a hypocrite not to say that. And since Trump came along, the Democrats have come back with a viciousness that is just, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And it's freaking out the Republicans. Both ways are against my personal taste.
Yeah. Thus the anger that demonstrates with the number one story this week, the baseball shooting and the fellow who did it, what his story was. My God, this guy should have had, the fact that he had access to two guns is a whole separate, I know that's part of the way this story went, but the fact this guy, given his history, and what he did, he had a foster daughter who killed herself, and he had another one that he abused. How the hell this guy had a gun or guns is beyond... And then we keep saying this over and over and over again every time one of these things happen.
Except here it was a bunch of Republicans that were shot.
Yeah, right. Well, Alex Jones, I think he was credited with this, but maybe I shouldn't attach it to him. He's the number one conspiratorialist, so I'll say it with a caveat. I don't know that it came from him, but it came from somebody who talks a lot about conspiracies. And the suggestion was that it was the Democrats at work to get more gun control legislation through. This is a way to get the Republicans to go along with it.
Oh, gosh.
Well, but you know as well as I do, that stuff comes out of people's mouths.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
What you do with it is you put it, in its proper perspective.
Yeah.
It might be true, but it's almost overwhelmingly not.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, there's the possibility. I'm for free speech. I'm all for conspiracy theorists. I'm also all for intelligence.
Yeah,
and most of the crap that comes out of conspiracy theorists is just that. It's crap. Mm-hmm. But it plays an important role in our society because sometimes it's not. And we have to have an educated population that's able to put it in its proper perspective, especially today in the digital age when everything has a platform and everything is amplified.
Yep. And everything gets blown out of proportion. So let's listen to, in a moment, Michael give us the behind-the-scenes story. The chat that's on Up Close and Far Out this week is actually the conversation that we were privy to at the Talkers Convention with you and Sean Hannity. That's up next year, 44 past the hour. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If you're looking for the right person, and why wouldn't you, for the job that you have in your small, medium-sized, or large company, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. The results of the work that you will have done there is unlike anything. There are a lot of these job sites, but ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And in 24 hours, you'll be looking at reviews. You'll be able to screen and get the best candidate for you. All in one place, all with one easy-to-use dashboard, all with one click. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you need the DJV? Because you'll use ZipRecruiter for the first time to prove to yourself how good it is. Won't cost you a nickel. It is free. Not a penny. ZipRecruiter. Find the right people for the right job at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity. theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whorunsthewater.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, among other things, beside publishing the industry trade paper. You can see a lot of things at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the list every week of the stories and the people they've done in their research. And Michael likes to do these podcasts, so they're available on their own. You can find them at Talkers.com or UpCloseAndFarOut.com. This week, is there a video with the audio of Sean Hannity?
No, we're going to play the video in about 2 weeks on Talkers.com. But for the listeners of the podcast, we have the audio. And I do some commentary about the history of the Freedom of Speech Award and the circumstances that led to Sean Hannity receiving it a couple of weeks ago. And the audio of yours truly presenting it to him and a fireside chat that we had following it, in which he talks all about the boycotts and the battle he's been facing.
His boy. People want to boycott his
boycott
program.
His show, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the trials and tribulations he faces. It's fascinating. It's www.upcloseandfarout.com.
I remember the first time I ever talked to Sean, he was on a little station in Huntsville, Alabama. And he called me and he wanted to know how to do some stuff. I don't know. He called me out of the blue. I never heard of him before. And we became, I don't know if it's friends, conversation. He used to call me all the time and ask questions about stuff. He was very intriguingly inquisitive and smart.
Yep.
And he has played that role to the max, to the success that he has, which he deserves. He's been inquisitive. He's been introspective. He's been intelligent. And he really has learned a lot. Last 20, 25 years? I don't know how long. What is he now, about 46, 47? How old is Sean?
He's in his 50s.
Is he already, my
Yeah,
God.
He's in his 50s. He's in his 50s. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's a homeowner. He's a good fellow.
He is
still
a good guy.
Still has blue-collar roots in terms of his psychology. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says. But,
nor do I.
I certainly
but I like
believe,
him.
I do. I like him, and I believe he's brave. I think he's got guts.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't waver. But, you know, he's got a lot to stand on. He's got a lot of room now. He's got a good podium. So, anyway, check out the Up Close and Far. If you like Hannity, listen to the podcast, UpCloseAndFarOut.com. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year. Only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the review of the charts to continue. This portion of the program comes to you with Stephen J.J. Wiseman's opinions, thoughts, educated information. He's a college prof at Bentley University in Boston, an expert on scams, identity theft, and also has thoughts about the legalese when it comes to some of the big items. Number one this week, Steve, is the baseball shooting. This guy, how did he ever have a gun after what he did to his daughter or his daughter? One of the foster daughters died and the other one was abused and he had all kinds of other things on his rap sheet. How the heck? This is the question that people ask. But we ask the same damn question after every one of these things because it pretty much is a ludicrous side. You have to be insane by definition to do these things.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing with a gun?
We need gun control in this country. We definitely do. The question is, even if we had gun control out there totally at this point of time, where everyone who was to get a gun was to go through sufficient background checks, there are so many guns that are out there now. I'm not sure it would make a difference. About the only thing that I saw which brought a smile to my face was these two murderers in Georgia who had escaped while being transported. They got caught because they, while being chased by police, they came upon someone's house. They were about to take the car. That guy was armed, and he held them until the police got there. But there's no question the ease with which we've had so many gun tragedies in this country, the ease with which they can get the guns. I don't know what the reticence is of gun supporters to why are they against limitations of background checks and mental illness checks and criminal checks. I mean, to me, that's common sense, and it doesn't take the gun away from someone who is sane trying to defend themselves, or even if I disagree with it, I recognize hunting is a legitimate activity.
Right. Yep. Okay. Number two and number three sort of together here, the Russia investigation, Sessions and his testimony. What really comes out of all of this. Really, in the at the end of the day, they really can't get in, no matter how much Mueller comes around.
It's early in the investigation. I'll tell you what bothers me about this, Doug, is that there has been a major incursion into our country's infrastructure, our electrical grid. Again, there was a warning from the Department of Homeland Security. The election was hacked into. I don't think it changed the outcome, but it was hacked into. And here, I think the president just goes too far in saying, well, it isn't me. Well, I'm not just saying it's you. It's an investigation of there has been a serious incursion by Russian hackers. I thought it was very telling that the Senate this week, Republicans and Democrats, put in more sanctions against Russia. Okay, that's a start, but we need to up our defense systems, our computerized defense systems, and frankly, everything that is computerized is subject to being hacking, and this is a major security threat to the United States.
All right, Bill Cosby, most everybody, if you go on the street, people objectively think he's guilty. Apparently, that's not having much impact on the trial.
I think as we're talking, it's a hung jury. It may remain a hung jury, which means he could be tried again. Very frankly, this was not the strongest of cases to bring against Cosby. There were others, and I don't know if criminal charges are being considered in others. You know, this became the election issue when the present district attorney won, saying that the previous district attorney had decided not to prosecute. Well, the previous district attorney said, I evaluated the case, and I didn't think it was a particularly strong one.
Yep. All right. The last legal question has to do with something that I find extraordinarily rancorous. We got less than a minute. Dow and DuPont are merging. Antitrust approval has been given by the Justice Department. This will create a company twice as big as Monsanto to basically put all the American family farmers out of business and, more importantly, affect the food supply that we have. And basically now there's nothing you can do. Am I right or not?
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I mean, there can be some challenges in court, but it's going to be very, very difficult to overturn this. I agree with you. I think this is against the whole spirit and the law of antitrust law. This is incredibly anti-consumer, I find it shameless.
Appalling. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer and host at Scamicide.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.